everywhere.
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
So, what's up? How are you doing, guys? Esti?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
JP?
I'm fine, Leo. I'm just glad to be here.
I'm so glad to be here, too.
So glad, so glad.
Welcome, Esti. So let's start with the lessons this week.
So what happened this week?
We had villancicos. Sí. Rin, rin. Did you learn to roll your R, Esti?
Yeah, I've been trying so hard and I think I'm able to do it now. Let's have a try.
What a
rin.
She's been rolling her R since we've met her, ladies and gentlemen. She
No.
And much longer than that.
I used to have problems with some of the words, like problema.
Really?
I used to have a problem when I was a little kid. I couldn't roll my R.
Did you go to the logopeda?
They had to give me some exercises.
Yeah, logopeda.
Yeah. Like R con R cigarro, R con R barril,
rápido corren los carros, corren los carros del ferrocarril.
Anyways, Esti.
Yes.
Do you like the party last weekend on Friday? La posada.
Ooh,
oh, that's right.
La
we went
posada,
to posada.
Yeah. I loved it. It was my first posada, and I really have a good time.
Was it your first posada, JP?
No, I don't think it was. It wasn't the first time, but the food was really good.
It was good. We had
Mexican
tacos.
Food, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and there I was with Lily and all the gang from Spanish Pod. Mm-hmm. So suddenly I find myself, you know, giving away the candles and the lyrics for the song. And, you know, there was also people that they were not from Mexico. So they were like, so where are we supposed to do now? And I was like, good question, because I don't know.
Oh, come on.
come on.
Knew everything from our lesson that came out on Thursday, which was Christmas posadas.
Yeah, but I didn't know how was, you know, the rhythm for the song.
Okay.
So I couldn't teach them.
Yeah,
I was like, I was trying so hard to sing. And
she was trying to guide everybody, but she didn't know the way to sing it.
And Lily was like, come on, Esti, come on, come on.
So yeah, there was a lesson about posada.
You know, we haven't had a lot of comments on our singing on Los Peces en el Río. I wonder what people think about our singing.
Yeah, maybe they're so in shock that they just don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say nothing at all.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being so respectful.
Yeah, and on Monday, Don't Mention It came out. Remember Don't Mention It?
Don't mention it.
Okay, I won't. All right, whatever. What's coming out next week?
Next week, we have some more villancicos.
Really?
Sí, yeah. Christmas is here.
We have the fum, fum, fum.
25 de diciembre.
Fum, fum, fum.
What day is that coming out?
That's coming out on Thursday.
Wow, 25 de diciembre is coming out on the 25th?
Yeah.
Amazing. That is some planning, my friend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's so much strategy.
Yeah. And what other songs are we singing? I think we're doing
La Marimorena. Ande, 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 que ya es noche buena. Sí.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
We have some kind of problems recording that with Leo. Because he was ¿cómo se dice? Out of tune.
Yes, he was a little bit out of tune.
Yeah.
Desafinado.
Yeah.
And I was trying my best, but my voice, it's not the best.
I wasn't born to sing, guys.
Yes, you were. You just need practice. It's just like speaking Spanish.
But thanks to JP, it was great.
He gave us a lot of help.
Voice.
Yeah, I had to. My musical side came out. It's kind of like I scared everyone.
Yeah, he was like the meanest teacher, musical teacher.
Look at me.
Look at my eyes.
This is the note.
Follow me. Okay. I'm trying, JP. I'm trying.
He was like, la, la, la.
Sing this note.
Can you do it? No, I don't think so.
I started hitting my head like,
You guys are fine. You turned out fine. What was the free lesson? It was Campana Sobre Campana, right? That's your favorite song?
Campana Sobre
Campana. It's like a sweet one.
Yeah. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talked about Los Reyes Magos.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That song, that villancico for the Three Wise Men is coming out on Tuesday. So you should enjoy that.
We want to remind you about the Christmas promotion. So you buy 1 year premium and you can get a free voucher for 6 months premium to give to anybody, like your friends or your family, or to use it for yourself.
Or to use it for yourself. That's not very Christmassy.
But
why not?
It's a good deal, I guess.
Yeah. It's okay. Very good. Like 6 months premium, that's like $139.
Yeah.
Normally. So you can have it for free.
Wow.
I like free. How is that promotion going? Are people taking advantage of it?
Yeah.
People is clever, man.
There's some very nice people who give it to their friends. Like, it's amazing.
Okay.
The Christmas spirit is feeling it.
We're going to put some sleigh bells behind this. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Any plans for Christmas?
Any plans?
Yeah, where are you doing, Esti?
Yeah, what are you doing, Esti?
I'm so happy to tell you guys that I'm going back to Spain.
What?
To see my family for Christmas.
Oh. Esti, were you going to tell us?
Oh. Well, I was going to tell this tomorrow from the plane.
Oh, thanks.
You're taking the plane tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Sorry, but I really, really need to spend this time with my family, Christmas.
Yeah, I do too.
Family time.
But I'm going to spend the time with Leo. Leo.
It's kind of family.
You're kind of like family, Leo.
Yes, yeah. We are.
And that you can't escape me.
Yeah. We're going to have a very Chinese Christmas. We're going to have a very nice white Christmas in Shanghai.
Okay.
Hopefully it's going to snow.
No, please.
I will not want like that.
Do you have any jokes, like Christmas jokes?
I don't have any jokes, but I do have 4 truths and a lie. Dun, dun, dun.
Because I like those games.
Do you?
Is it Los Inocentes coming next week or not?
It is. That's going to come up on...
Ah, that's why we have this challenge here.
Okay. Okay, so Dia de los Inocentes is the 28th, but our lesson comes out the day after Christmas, so you can be prepared for the festivities. This is the traditional Latino time in the Spanish-speaking world where you play jokes on each other. It's not April 1st. It's 28th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so much fun.
Okay, so what we're going to do now to celebrate that is tell some truths and some lies. And you listeners are going to get to decide which one of these sentences are true and which one is a lie. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Okay, número uno. Yo no sabía eructar hasta los 24 años.
Number one, I didn't know how to burp until I was 24. That's such a lie, dude.
Is it? Número dos, me rompí la clavícula haciendo snowboarding.
No.
He broke his clavicle doing snowboarding.
Mm-hmm. Or is number three a lie? Solo llevo zapatos de marca Echo.
I only wear Echo brand shoes.
Okay, number four. Número cuatro, estudié el alemán.
I studied German.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the fifth one?
The fifth one is no me gustan los musicales.
That's I don't like musicals.
I don't like musicals. All right, so folks, please leave in the comment section which one of those items, one, two, three, or five, you
think. I also have 5 sentences.
What?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay,
let's one of them's a lie, right?
Yeah. So, gané una medalla en un campeonato nacional de gimnasia olímpica.
You won a medal in Olympic gymnastics at a national competition.
Exactly.
All right, what's number two?
So, number two is, en tercer año de secundaria era el niño más chaparrito. Mm-hmm. De toda la generación, entre hombres y mujeres.
Okay, you were the shortest kid in your junior year of high school.
Yeah.
You were the shortest.
The shortest, and guys and girls.
And then you had a growth spurt.
Probably.
Or maybe it's a lie.
Or maybe it's a lie.
Okay, what's next?
Gané un concurso de disfraces de Halloween vestido de Popeye.
You won a Halloween contest?
No way, man.
A Halloween disguise contest dressed as Popeye. Popeye the Sailor.
Mm. Ay, Dios. Es que haces tantas locuras, ¿cómo voy a saber cuál es la mentira?
Sí. Y luego gané el concurso de Spelling Bee a nivel regional.
Oh, you won a regional Spelling Bee.
Mm.
You.
Me, myself.
Leonardo Guerrero.
Finalmente.
Okay, finally.
Tuve una novia en kindergarten.
I had a kindergarten girlfriend. Hmm.
Bueno.
So one of those is a lie.
Yeah, it's for you guys to discover. Estivalita, finally.
Do you have 4 truths and a lie, Esti?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear him.
Bueno, no me gusta el picante.
I don't like hot, spicy food.
Okay.
That's number one.
memorizo muy fácilmente las canciones que escucho en la radio o en los anuncios de televisión.
I can memorize songs from the radio or from commercial jingles very easily.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to know. She's doing her poker face.
Yeah, she is. Number three.
Soy una ordenada compulsiva.
I am compulsively clean. You're a cleaner. You're one of those people like Monica from Friends.
No, pero no es clean. Es ordenada.
Ordenada. You got to keep stuff in order.
Yeah.
Like Monica in Friends.
Kind of. Sí, la verdad me identifico con su personaje cuando veo esa serie.
All right, next.
All right, number four.
Una vez, cuando tenía como 8 años así, pues mi mamá se fue a comprar el pan a la panadería y me quedé sola en casa. Y pues no sé por qué, se me olvidó ya que ella se había ido de casa, ¿no? Y de repente oí que alguien intentaba abrir la puerta. Y me asusté tanto que pensé que un ladrón quería entrar en casa a robar. Y fui a mi cuarto, abrí la ventana, saqué medio cuerpo por la ventana y empecé a gritar como una loca. ¡Socorro! ¡Socorro! ¡Que alguien me ayude! ¡Socorro!
Okay, so,
y de repente entró mi madre y me dijo, ¿pero qué haces, hija mía?
Okay, so once your mom went out for milk and you were surprised when somebody entered, so you leaned out the window and you screamed, ¡help, help! And it was your mom who was coming back with the milk.
Exacto.
That's a very specific story.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a lie. Do you have one more?
Pero sabéis que yo tengo mucha imaginación.
Vamos a ver. What's the last one?
Y la última verdad o mentira que no sabéis. It's this one. A los 18 años.
When I was 18.
Pues fui a sacarme el carnet de conducir.
I went to go get my driver's license.
Bueno. Y tuve que hacer 10 veces el examen práctico antes de poder aprobar.
10 veces.
You had to try 10 times before they passed you.
10 veces. Y ya mis padres estaban como, nos estás costando mucho dinero, niña.
This is costing a lot to the mom and dad. All right. Okay, folks, that's 4 truths and a lie for the 3 of us. If you think you know what it is, please leave us a comment.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. To ¿Qué
pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
¡Feliz Navidad!
¡Feliz Navidad!
¡Hasta luego!
¡Bye!